squinted at the readouts on his second-hand Starfleet surplus tricorder, which honestly had seen better days. His partner, Belinda Shirik, sat in the driver's seat of the mobile phaser drill they had leased for the day in order to dig a new well for their homestead. Looming evergreens bordered the clearing as he walked ahead of the drill, methodically scanning the ground for a suitable aquifer to tap into. Moss, rocks, and old stumps, the latter waiting to be dug out, carpeted the outdoors. Sweating beneath the afternoon sun, Pierre cast a longing glance at the shady forest before turning his gaze back to the squirrely readings on the tricorder's display panel. The data on the screen kept fluctuating. Visual static obscured the graphics. "Screwy how?" Belinda asked. Like him, she was wearing a practical coverall suitable for a hard day's work. Heavy-duty treads supported the open cab of the drill conveyor, while the actual phaser mechanism was suspended on a crane in front of her. A transparent aluminum windshield failed to conceal her worried expression. "I'm not certain," he confessed. "I'm getting some kind of interference that's making it hard to get a precise reading. Or maybe this old piece of junk is just on the fritz again." He smacked the device with his palm in hopes of knocking it back into proper working order. "I swear I'm tempted to trade this thing in for an old-fashioned dowsing rod."
"A what?"
"An archaic bit of Earth folklore." He recalled that off-world history, let alone superstitions, were hardly among Belinda's interests. They were both third-generation colonists, born and raised on Baldur III. Earth, and the Federation for that matter, were about as remote from their daily lives as Romulus was. They were Baldurians through and through. "Never mind. Doesn't matter."
"Just tell me where to drill," she insisted. "We need to get this monster back to town before nightfall, or we'll be charged another day."
"Trust me, I'm well aware of that." Ever since their old well had gone dry, they'd been reduced to hiking a quarter mile to the nearest creek just to keep themselves properly hydrated. A new well would make their lives much easier and free up more time to concentrate on building their fledgling lumber business, maybe even work up enough funds to get one of those fancy plasma-powered automated sawmills. Belinda had big dreams of going into handcrafted custom carpentry as well. "Assuming we don't have to spend half our time toting water." Despite the annoying and inexplicable interference on the tricorder, he kept probing beneath the surface until he was almost at the edge of the clearing, about 12 meters from their rustic log cabin, which was composed of equal parts timber and thermoconcrete. Solar paneling shared the roof with a chimney and a bare-bones communications array. Erratic though they were, the tricorder readings indicated that the water table was relatively accessible at this location, plus or minus a reasonable margin for error.
"This will have to do," he decided.
As Belinda had reminded him, they needed to get the drill back by nightfall, and the town was a good 50 kilometers away.
"We don't have time to search for the ideal spot to drill."
He unclipped a paint canister from his work belt and sprayed an X on the moss, marking the spot.
"Here you go."
"Right on it."
She positioned the drill directly above his mark and donned a pair of protective goggles to protect her eyes from the glare of the phaser beam. Pierre did the same, backing away from the site as she fired up the drill, slowly at first to avoid digging too deep. The last thing they wanted to do was punch a hole in the bedrock for the water to drain away into. A ruby-red beam issued from the tip of the drill, burning down through the rocky soil toward the water table, forming a hole approximately 15 centimeters in diameter. They could widen the hole later once they were certain they were in the right spot. A high-pitched whine accompanied the beam, which steadily increased in intensity, going from red-hot to blue to a brilliant white that, despite the goggles, made his eyes water if he looked directly at it for too long. He could feel the heat from the beam even from several paces away. Smoke and steam rose from the pit as the beam drilled through dense layers of dirt, clay, and stone. Pierre grinned. So far, the drill was worth every credit.
"This is saving us hours, maybe even days of heavy labor."
"How am I doing?"
Belinda shouted over the whine of the phaser.